Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to another episode of The Juice. I'm your host, Solomon Giorgio, comedian, writer, and the reincarnation of the Fanta Girls. You may know today's guest from their recurring role as the first ever non-binary doctor on Grey's Anatomy, as well as a lead singer and guitar player for the musical duo, Twin. Let's give a big, juicy welcome to ER Fightmaster.
Wow. Look who it is.
There's not enough podcasts that have queer toxicity. And
thank you for saying that.
And I think this is our chance to show that we need more villains in our community.
Yes, it's called representation. And until we get villains, it won't be real. It's not effective. We have to have evil people being toxic like us. I told our writer's room today that I was coming to speak to you and do this podcast. And they were like, really? I was like, yeah, we're friends. And they were like, you don't act like friends. And I was like, well, we're gay.
This is how you're supposed to be friends. If you're not mean to your friends, then you are not friends.
I completely agree. I'm only nice to strangers and it's only for attention.
Oh, yeah. The greatest way to know if I don't like you is if I'm nothing but kind.
Being really polite. Asking you about you.
Uh-huh. It's like, how was your day? If you hear those words, I don't want to hear about your day.
It's beyond repair. I'm joining you with a cocktail.
Oh,
and I just wanted to get that on the record so that I don't have to like try to hide it like a weirdo. I'm bringing a full end of the workday cocktail to this podcast.
You know, I've never been intoxicated while recording. And
what?
I already tell too much without alcohol. The world is not ready for all my secrets.
Your energy is one big ball of telling too much.
So where were you? Sorry. Is it manifest or born? I don't know how it works.
I think it's created or sculpted.
Okay.
I was sculpted in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Luxurious Cincinnati, Ohio?
Sister city to Paris. You know,
is that the sister city
so.
To Paris? What did, what did Paris do?
they lost the war.
Which war?
I honestly can't remember. It had to be like in the before time.
In the before time.
And everyone at whatever convention it was were like, yeah, you get Cincinnati.
You know what? You gave us the Statue of Liberty. Here's what we'll give you.
You're welcome.
That's your sibling now.
Cincinnati, Ohio, home to the Golden Gate Bridge.
What is it with queer people coming out of Ohio?
Well, I think what it is, and I have this conversation with people a lot, because as you actually do know, there are so many people in our field that are from Ohio. I think there's nothing to do. And so you have no choice but to escape.
It's so uninteresting that you have to become interesting. Like most of us, not even queer. We're just...
No, just kind of pretending.
You have to be something else.
I think it's you're like, you are doing that like Midwestern escape thing. But I think there is something actually about like Midwesterners that is so kind of middle of the road that we can just absorb a lot in this way that makes us this like fun, creative, like blank slate. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, we've talked about like the kids that are born in LA, we're like, it'll be hard for them to not be the kid that was born in LA because they're like born cool. We weren't born cool. You know what I mean? So we can play anything because we're not concerned with being cool. We'll never be cool.
Yeah, I don't know how that feels.
Where were you born?
I'm exotic is what I'm known as.
Yes, I'm sure I'm allowed to say that too.
I have a lot of cool features. I was born in a refugee camp in a third world country.
So kind of the same thing.
Yeah, yes, yes. If you want to compare a Ferrari to a Volkswagen Jetta, yeah, those are the...
And I do. Thanks for saying we were a Jetta. That was really sweet. Like, of all the cars that you could have picked.
I just can't name very many cars.
Yeah, I'm over here trying to be like, what car would it be?
You were an athlete your whole life, weren't you?
I was an athlete, yeah. I was always an athlete. I was more like the... I mean, I feel like we're all probably this way. I was more like the funny kid that just did activities that became vehicles for being the funny kid. You know what I mean? Like, I was fine at everything.
I wasn't funny most of my life.
What?
A lot of people thought I would tell you when I was younger, the least unfunny person alive.
I don't know how that would work. How did you get here?
A lot of scamming.
Yeah. Okay.
A lot of tricking people.
Yeah.
A lot of people misconstruing that being mean is funny, which is always very beneficial for me.
Oh, yeah. That's huge. Huge for us.
When that switched up and I was like, oh, you think this is funny now?
Oh, you think I'm kidding?
Yeah.
Oh, like, fantastic.
Yeah. Like I was a full cunt my whole life. That was for sure. Very real. And now it's marketable. So
wow.
I'm taking advantage of it.
Honestly, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Way to break the mold.
What is it? I knew the class clown. I've been around them. It seems like a lot of responsibility.
I was thinking about this the other day with the way that we like can dissociate in positive and negative ways. I was having some troubles at home when I was a kid. And so going to school became this big show of trying to be joyful and trying to be funny. Mm-hmm. So that no one would notice or ask questions. And in a way that would be like, well, that's faking. It didn't feel like faking. It felt like this thing that I'm putting it on enough that I really did feel funny and I did feel joyful. And so I think that it, for me, it was more of like, it saved me from having to be vulnerable.
Oh yeah. Vulnerability is not a feature. I have either. it seems like a luxury when I see other people have it. I'm like, oh, you're going to be honest.
Let me be honest with you. You would not enjoy it.
Yeah. No. Would you ever consider yourself a gossipy person?
I'm a Gemini.
The answer is probably yes.
Yeah. I love gossip.
I don't
gossip.
Know what that means.
You have to. What is your sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
A Capricorn. I'm a Capricornio.
I'm a Capricornius.
Okay. Well, that's like, I would say that's the one sign that I'm always like, I don't know what that means.
And I look, it doesn't mean much. It means we love money. And that's true. But I also feel like that's how everyone loves money. It's a very like...
You'd be surprised. There's a lot of freaks out there.
Yeah, I know. I don't have them in my life, so I don't believe they exist.
A lot of weird freaks that are just doing stuff because it makes them happy.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. No.
That sounds... toxic.
Steer clear.
I've never done anything out of happiness. I've only done it for wealth.
Absolutely. I love gossip. To me, it's a love language. If someone comes to me with some juicy gossip, I know that it's a gift they've brought me, you know?
Did you ever get caught up in gossip when you were a youngster?
You know.
Oh.
There was like one time in when I was playing sports that I wrote something on Facebook that was like, I had heard, and this was like an insane time, I had heard some bitch was saying some shit behind my back, and I had written like, snitches get stitches on Facebook, and then immediately got contacted by like a parental authority figure that was like, take that down right now, and you apologize. So,
did you say did you call out the person in this post?
I said, when I was confronted, I turned on like the charm and was like, oh my God, you think I would write that about somebody? No, those are song lyrics. I literally love her. The adult apologized.
Oh my God, snitches get stitches, send.
Mm-hmm. And you know, this was 2011.
What the fuck were they saying about you?
Well, actually, this is when I become like a real dork. What they had said about me basically was that it was some version of like, ER loves everybody, but they don't seem to be spending a lot of time with me. And so it was like just somebody like needing more of my time. And me, a people pleaser, being like, you're saying I didn't please you, huh? Wow. Oh, so I'm not being a good team captain. Oh, interesting. I'll be at your house in 5.
You are such a fucking
dork. I know. I'm such a dork. I'm such a dork. I wish I had crueler stories.
I was truly thinking that, like, yeah, I... They said I took a dump in the bathroom and didn't flush.
They outed me. No.
It was, I feel like ER doesn't like me as much as everybody else.
And me turning on the jets to be like, murder time.
It's like, fuck you.
Oh, wow. Well, guess what? That actually hurts my feelings.
Oh, God. I can feel your white hot knuckles click-clacking away, typing snitches get stitches.
And all the people I was hanging out with being like, yeah, dogs, like, stand up for you. Like, stand up for what you know is right. Like, just Ohio's bad.
And just teachers going like, I think you guys need to figure this out.
Yeah.
Those of us who went to normal cities, that is on the low bar of issues that would have been brought up.
Yeah.
in the fighting world. But also, I didn't have Facebook when I was in high. We didn't have the internet for most of my life in school. So 2011 actually turned. I turned 30 in 2011.
That's gossip.
I was running these streets when you were in high school and talking shit on Facebook. I probably was also talking shit on Facebook. I probably posted snitches got stitches at 30 while you were.
Did you ever get a Facebook?
Yeah.
I hate it on there.
What do you mean? I quit like 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
Yes. Yeah, I wish we didn't have that growing up. I wish we had none of that. That made everything so much more complicated.
I think it made, like, I feel like that would have been much more entertaining. Like, I think cyberbullying is a great feature to have. Because it used to be that bullying, you were just only allowed to be in your own school.
That's true, in person, which is actually more dangerous. Now.
God, yeah, I never really thought like how high school would be with for anyone who had social media access.
Oh, what an absolute nightmare. And also the kids that are like 9 years old now and their parents are like, I don't know, I have to get them a phone. I have to. Everybody has a phone. Like, I was honest to God writing letters and sending them by pigeon when I was 9 years old. We were fine.
You were allowed to write letters? We weren't allowed to have. We didn't have pencils until I was like 14.
God, it's so brave to be older.
Yeah, it's honestly, I recommend it. Wait, so like, how old were you when you got social media?
Fudge. I mean, I had to be. It had to be 2005. It was probably middle school. I think I was doing AIM.
Wow.
And then in like 2007, we really started popping off on Facebook and uploading, you know, like photo albums with like 130 pictures that were all relatively the same.
Jesus.
Just like begging to get in trouble too. Just like, you know, with like kids being kids, at least before there were any rules of us like at basketball tournaments, like humping each other and sticking gum in each other's eyes. Like, you know what I mean? Which now I'm sure that they're like, they would teach the kids like it's assault. And I'm like, yeah, no, it was the early 2000s. But I guess it was still assault, but we were all doing it. Don't worry. We were all assaulting each other. We had consent.
It was mutual. Yeah, that's the important thing. Is it does it, if it comes with consent, which I don't think it was. But I'm glad you're attempting to say it.
Well, luckily you're only going to hear my side today.
So anyone out there that would like to fill me in on the other side, please feel free to
call
message.
In. Call in Nigeria.
Call in right now.
This is how we get canceled.
God, look, if we can both get canceled.
At the same time doing your show, I think that'd be sweet.
That'd be so nice. Look, no, I feel like people are going to keep us around too long. I think we're too, We have too many adjectives between the both of us.
Yeah, that's so true. I think we're going to like age naturally and like maybe die that way, which makes me sick to do that in front of people.
Look, I feel like maybe one day you'll be receiving a lifetime achievement award of some sort and I'll be the one handing it out to you.
And you'll have laced it with something.
Oh, I'll probably just like, I'll be nice the whole time then just misgender you right at the end.
And here, give it up for the iconic, she are Fightmaster.
That was a hard E. Oh no, am I frozen or did you freeze?
It was only right that God punished us on that line.
That brief pause, like, you know what? They're having too much fun.
God was like, really? You're going to misgender yourself right now for a laugh. You don't get Wi-Fi, sweetie.
Okay.
For a laugh. Right, unbelievable.
Just for a tiny laugh? Look, it's honestly a small sacrifice.
We'll use it.
The things I've compromised myself for laughter, insane.
That's right. There's no tiny laughs. Every laugh.
No tiny laughs.
every laugh we need real bad.
Honestly, if you're not sacrificing a little bit of a piece of your soul for a laugh.
100%. A little bit of your identity, a little bit of your integrity. Yeah.
Yeah. Like every time I hear people laughing, I'm like, I did something wrong to myself for you.
I'm actually so excited for, like, I know we joked at the beginning of this, like it was going to be a toxic conversation, but it really is like when we are together, we are two of the more toxic people on the planet. And it fills me with so much queer joy.
Honestly, I'm actually going to be very excited for the world to hear our transactions.
The real us.
Is it transactions? Is that what it's called? I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I've never held back throughout my life. I've always been this monster.
I know that about you.
And I think this is also a great opportunity for people to figure out a perfect queer villain movie. And I've always wanted to have an arch nemesis.
Okay, if you got to play one of the Disney villains, who would it be?
Fuck. I think, even though I don't consider a villain, and Ursa will always be my number one.
Yes, I knew it for you. Honest to God, I knew it.
I feel like that's Ursula or Scar. Scar is also, Scar I relate to because definitely kicked out for being queer.
And so hot. Scar is mine. Like, I remember seeing him being like, maybe I am straight. And then thinking, no, that's a lie. That's a lie and you're not straight.
You're not even another thing. This is
just kind of messed up.
You're like lions. It's surprising how many people are like, actually Mufasa is the one that people are like attracted to.
Well, that's silly. I think that's you know, heteropatriarchy for sure, because Scar is so obviously more attractive. He's like beautiful black hair, a beautiful, like, he's got his accent. Are we kidding? What, Jeremy Irons? Stop. Enough.
I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
Yeah, bestiality, I think. This is the juice. The juice is just me coming on to be like, yeah, bestiality.
It's fine.
You ask for small gossip.
Think about it. Think about it. Look, let's just add a B to the LGBTQIA.
LGBTQ. Bisexuals and beasts.
All right, before we condemn ourselves and our community.
For sure,
any
for sure,
further,
for sure, for sure.
I do have. oh, God. Right, I have a mailbag with some listener submissions. Hate to switch gears and bring it back to gossip.
Of course, of course.
It is mailbag time.
So there's a rating system. Mm-hmm. Dry, mm-hmm. moist, mm-hmm. or fully juiced. Mm. So any of those three, dry being boring,
right.
and fully juiced being succulent and salacious. And I'll ask you for a rating afterwards and you have to explain why.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Let me prepare my reading voice. All right. A VP at my former company asked me to review a presentation he created and offer my feedback. The first screenshot was gold. The most important comment I had for him was to retake the screenshot he had used. He was confused and looked at the presentation again. Still confused, he made me explain to him that he probably wouldn't want to share his porn site tabs. Yes, there were more than one while presenting. Red-faced, he sheepishly thanked me.
Ooh.
So, he didn't understand that he could screenshot and not have his porn site tabs open.
Why? So, this is interesting to me because after I watch porn, I basically try to throw my phone off of whatever building near me is highest.
I have to look up what porn means because I've never actually think I've ever seen anything like that.
This is true. This is good. This is gossip about myself. I'm doing a full ass, like, no porn year. No visual porn year, only audio and literotica. And I'm doing it because I honestly think I'm on like one of these like mental health kicks of just being like, I wonder what my brain would be like without it. You know, we grew up with it and it's a better place in there right now. Which sucks.
You think this is better?
I didn't say out there. I didn't say I'm nicer or kinder.
Look, it probably is a healthier place because it is a very much a dependency that I think all of us have. Mm-hmm. But in all honesty, it's as long as it's not like mine.
There's so many worse things.
I'm like, just give me the kissing and that's all I need.
Give me the kissing.
Just give me the first 5 minutes. I'm good.
Are you a narrative lover?
No.
I have friends that are like really into like the narrative and I'm like, it's not well written.
No, that's like, I for comedic purposes, I would watch it.
Right.
There was one porn that I found. it was called Robin of Gaywood.
Perfect.
The entire cast is, it's German and it's all, but it's like a whole cast, it's a 10 guys, but the cast is dubbed by two voices.
Fantastic.
A deep voice for the tops and a high-pitched voice for the bottoms.
No. Wow. Was I not available?
And the best part is that the penetration shots were filmed separately. So
wow.
You'd get the two guys dry-humping in this one scene with their two crazy voices and then cut to a different studio, different lighting, different body for penetration. It was...
What an absolute treat.
It was often, I just found one. I've never laughed so hard and not masturbate.
Oh my God.
Honestly, it's a work of art.
Have you ever seen anyone you know? Obviously no names.
No, I don't think so. I've met porn actors mm-hmm. after them afterwards, but never like somebody that I know that moved. Did you? Damn.
Mm-hmm. And
set that up.
Well, it was one of those things where like I'm a very like karma person. So mm-hmm. I was like scrolling, saw a face and like slammed my laptop like I'd done something wrong. And just and, like I'm fully like, no, I'm not the one that's supposed to see that. It wasn't for me. It wasn't for me.
I have seen people that looked like people I know in real life.
Mm.
And that I've enjoyed, especially if that person turned out to be a little shitty. Because then you're like, well, I'm going to go watch you get fucked real quick.
That's beautiful. Yeah, I guess that has happened to me before where I have been watching one and been like, kind of looks like an ex. I'm not hating it.
Well, and I'll rate this one moist.
I will say because I think he should have known so much better. To me, it's a dry. It's a dry plus.
I do love people embarrassing themselves in public settings. That's why I gave it a moist.
Mm-hmm.
Like if somebody has to explain something to you, like, hey, all your porn tabs, close them out before you screenshot
I can't
again.
Get over the fact that he just like left his porn up when so to me, I'm punishing him with a dry.
Yeah. You know what? Why not? Why not? All right. This is the next, the next little submission. A couple years ago, my husband and I attended the wedding of friends who we always thought were terrible for one another. But they have two kids together, so we thought, well, they're doing the right thing for their kids. Smash cut to a year later when we hear they're getting a divorce because she discovered that he had been catfishing people online for years. She's a prominent lawyer and he is in sales, maybe? Don't really know. Anyhow, when she decided to divorce him over the catfishing, he began demanding alimony, the house, financial support for the kids, etc. She seemed to be on board for that, but like a smart lawyer, she lawyered up.
Wait, he demanded alimony?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But she seemed to be on board for that, but like a smart lawyer, she lawyered up. That lawyer ended up finding that this man was still married to some woman in California. Yeah. And here's the kicker. He said he forgot he was married. He said the woman was a friend from his past who worked as a flight attendant and that they got married so he could use her travel perks.
No.
He did not get the house or alimony and is on his own. Good luck, dude.
Wow. I forget the categories, so I'm going to go ahead and say it. I'm soaking wet.
This is for me. It's fully juiced and I am... my seat is so...
It's like a there's like mess down
drenched.
There. What was really thrilling to me about it is that he got a comeuppance. It's always like, yes. if you were the asshole and then you asked for the alimony, what?
The audacity.
The audacity.
You got caught catfishing people.
You got caught being a bitch. And now you want an allowance?
Oh, you want money for being an asshole?
Have you no shame?
Clearly not, because he forgot he was married to a whole other person.
Wow, forgot he was married. Also, like, come up with a better lie. What is wrong with you?
Honestly, like, what? Like, don't get caught. You out in this world being a shithead? Do a better job.
I want to say that it would be interesting to talk to him, but you know that those kind of guys are, like, impossibly evasive. Like, you'll just never get anything out of them. There's no depth to that. Like, he's probably just a bad guy that does bad things for fun. God.
The only thing we can hope for is that he gets struck by lightning. And that, I think, is...
Yeah, sweetie. Or that we will catch him when we are scrolling on the hub.
But yeah, this is... First of all, I'm just very happy with a comeuppance sort of situation.
Yes.
This is like, also, I love a slow reveal. This is a great way to do gossip. I love when people do this for me, when they're like, here's a little piece of news, here's another little piece, and here's the kicker. I'm like, oh, this is
gorgeous.
Well, when I think I'm a good writer and I see some of the things that people submitted, I'm like, what am I fucking doing with my life?
there's nothing to me, there's nothing better than couple stuff. Like that really good interpersonal stuff that like this entire podcast, like the stuff that doesn't matter on a grand scale at all, to me, the most important thing in the world.
Yeah, I think that's essentially is the best way to live your life. Mm-hmm. Look, I think it's important in your life to focus on the little things. Take time and just appreciate and focus. That's why I'm so petty, because I focus on a little thing. And it's so important for your health.
It is. It really is. It's important to be petty. It's important to get gossip. And you know what? You know, just to get political for a second, you know I love to do it. They only call it gossip because gay people and women enjoy it.
Yeah.
If it was men doing it, they would call it, I don't know. What do you call it when barbarians talk?
I don't know. It's like, that's why they're all broken in their brains.
Yeah. So they're not gossiping at all. And sometimes when you're like really talking to like a heterosexual male and like I get both sides of the coin, like I've been there for men when they are like comfortable enough to talk about women in an honest way. And sometimes those guys, the way that they talk about women, I'll be like, this is the gossip you share? That's violence. Yeah. What you're doing is violence. But then if you share something that's like, this happened to me and it was with a friend and the friend and I aren't talking right now, and they'll be like, seems like you're overreacting, and they'll shut it down, and that's their version of gossip. It's like, no, my gossip isn't harmful.
Yeah, you're a monster.
You're a monster.
You live by double standards. But also, I've never allowed them to be comfortable around me to share that information.
I love that about you. It makes me feel safe.
I'm glad that I've fully have threatened many cis men on my shows.
I'm a double agent.
Any chance I can get. You know what? And we're both sides of the spectrum that is necessary. We work together.
Thank you.
I scare the shit out of them and you scare the shit out of them in your own way.
And we're both about the same height. So the fear that we're invoking is real.
Mm-hmm. If you want to believe that lie, I would stay with the exact same height.
You're 6'7", I'm 6'6".
I'm 6'12". 20.
Didn't ask your weight, babe.
No, wow. Oh, wow. You know,
I love that even though we live so close to each other, we'll never see each other.
Oh, I'll see you soon. I will see you soon.
Oh, gosh. You know what? Yeah, we needed a street fight once in our lives. Well, that's our mailbag. Thanks so much for sending in your mail. Alrighty, Art. Let's take a quick break and we'll be back with the Juice Line.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to The Juice. I'm here with my arch nemesis, ER Fightmaster. All right, ER, now's the time in our show when we go to the phone. We call it The Juice Line. And I'm hearing from our board operator that today's caller is Mike. It's Michael Jordan.
Oh, exciting.
Let's patch him in.
Please hold.
Oh shit! Hey,
Mike.
Hey, hi. What's up, Solomon? So nice to see you too.
I'm here with ER.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, nice to meet you, ER.
Nice to meet you.
Right on. I was told, ER Fightmaster, that is your real name, and
it is.
That you get asked nonstop, and that must be wild for you.
I actually literally do that every time I see ER and like, are you sure that's your name?
It doesn't even faze me anymore. The only question I have is like, what kind of person do you think I would be to pick a name like ER Fightmaster? And then I realize that I probably am that kind of person.
Yes. A drug addict.
I'd go with gutsy.
Oh,
Fightmaster sounds more like a designation. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's, thank you.
Yeah, if you want to say nice things about them,
then jump to the it brand. Here.
No, ER Fightmaster is actually probably one of the best names I've ever fucking heard. It's really obnoxious.
Thank you, Solomon.
My name is Solomon Giorgio. No one else has compared until recently, and
Yeah, Solomon Giorgio is a hot name.
It really is.
But ER Fightmaster, that's like a video game character who wins all the time.
Thank you so much. Mike, can I ask you before we hear your juicy ass gossip what your pronouns are?
My pronouns are he, him.
Thank you.
But yeah, let's hit us up with that sweet, sweet gossip.
Okay, so here's my juice. I got to get used to, because I'm trying to obscure some names. I don't want to give it too much away, but I will say, I used to work for Apple for many years.
Is it Tim Cook?
I gotta log off. I can't be here.
A bullet comes through the window.
My computer self-destructs. It's all over. It's done. I'm doing this on a Mac. Tim Cook and I have worked together for a very long time. I used to work at Apple for like nearly 10 years. I was there from 2011 till 2020. And I've worked at a couple stores. And at one store I transferred to, I don't want to ruffle any feathers. I was new to the city, new to the store. I just showed up. And as I was doing the tour of the store, I went into the genius room where they handle all the repairs and stuff. And something smelled a lot like piss. And I was like, well, okay. I'm not going to be in here a lot, so not my problem, but it smells a lot like piss. It is such a strong piss smell. Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, that's just something to note about the Genius Room. Okay, great. Continue the tour of the store and work there for a while. I never have to go into the Genius Room unless I'm like looking for somebody. And even then I'll like knock on the door, wave at them. Yeah. They'll come out to me. So I'm never really confronted with the piss smell until later on when I start working at the Genius Bar and I am stuck with the piss smell from time to time. So it's not constant. It's not consistent. It doesn't always smell like piss. But when it does, it smells so strongly of piss.
This is ghost piss smell.
It's so weird. And I was, every time I come in, I react strongly to it. Like, oh my God, Jesus. Okay. You know, after I've been there for long enough that people, you know, I'm there. I have not tenure, but like they can't do anything about it. I'm there now. Yeah. So I show up and I'm like, okay, well, what's the deal with the piss smell in here? Hey, Frank. And he's like, yeah, it kind of smells in piss. I'm like, piss, like, yeah, in here sometimes. Uh-huh. Yeah, it does that sometimes. Don't worry about it.
oh, no.
And I'm like,
okay.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, Frank. Sure thing. So I talk to Frank and I'm like, you know, it smells strongly like piss. He's like, it does. Yeah. Yeah, it does. But it's not a big deal. You know, we're all used to it. You're not in here. You don't worry about it. Forget about it. And I'm like, okay.
Okay, Frank.
Yeah. So Frank is a little skeptic, like sketchy right now. But yeah. It does, like I said, it's not every time. It's not all the time that it smells like piss. And eventually I start working in the back a little bit more. And one day I hit my breaking point and I'm like, it smells too much like piss in here. And I'm like, fucking livid. I can't believe it smells so much like piss. And Frank is like, Mike, you gotta shut the fuck up right now. You need to stop. Stop talking about the piss. And I'm like, okay, you gotta tell me why. He's like, I will eventually, but you gotta trust me. You gotta shut the fuck up about the piss. And then
what the fuck?
I know.
I love this so much.
It freaked me out. It went on for a couple months. One day I'm taking the streetcar home, to my place and I apparently live near Frank and I speak to Frank on the streetcar. I'm like, now we're away from people. He's like, you got to tell me. He's like, dude, it smells like piss. Get over it. You got to stop. Like I can't do this. And I'm like, weird.
Okay.
One day I'm like, okay, it's too bad, dude. I just gotta know. Why does it smell like piss? Yeah. Finally, I'm doing a training in the Genius Room. I'm doing training. I'm there the whole day. I'm like, it smells so much like piss. I need to tell somebody. It's freaking me out. Does everybody smell the piss? And a couple of people are like, yeah, we smell the piss, but it's not really a big deal. And I'm like, what is wrong with everybody? And Frank is like, you're taking your break right now. And so we leave the store and we go for a walk around the block. We leave the store. We're outside. We're walking around. And he's like, dude, it's not piss. It's Sandra. Sandra smells like piss. And she's been here for so long, we just don't say anything.
Whoa.
And Sandra's been there a while, okay? Sandra's been there longer than I have.
How old was Sandra?
Sandra was probably like early 30s.
So wow. I was hoping that you were going to say like early 300s.
Yes. Yeah.
I was like, Sandra's a ghoul.
Yeah, no. Early 30s. Sandra's an old ghoul.
Just, oh my God. And you're 30. And
so
fuck.
Frank is talking to me. He's like, it's Sandra. Sandra treats her hair with like something that smells a lot like piss. And it smells really strong, but like she's really self-conscious about it.
It's piss.
It's piss.
It has to be.
What could you be treating your hair with?
That's like what I said.
That she's like just hot onions.
That's what I was like. You need to drink water, Solomon. Huh? If it smells like hot onions, you need to drink water.
No, I don't need to drink any water.
I like it this way.
I did it. I drank the water for you.
I'm used to it.
I saw that. Thank you.
Wow.
It has to be piss. So I'm like, what is the stuff? He's like, no, it's some sort of like, it's like a bee extract of some sort. It's like, it's not medicinal, but it's on the fringe of it.
It's
that's what I'm thinking. It's got to be
piss.
Which
is also what, yeah, that's.
Not thrilled with the lies. Like, it's bee piss.
It's got to be piss.
First of all, Frank, primo gaslighting.
I mean, straight up, he was like, look, leave it alone. Like I was some detective hot on the trail to something bigger.
I hate a leave it alone thing. Like, no, I'll be so chill about it. If you're just like, hey, day one, I know this is going to sound fucking insane, but Sandra, total sweetie, she smells like fucking piss. I've been shut the hell up about it for a decade.
Exactly. I wouldn't have said anything. I would have been like, man, today smells nice in here. Yeah. You know, like, yes. I don't know. I try to make it less self-conscious.
Sorry. And then I talk so much. Then you get people like me coming in going, why you smell like piss here?
That's really true.
That's why people like me are the ones that ruin it because I show up being like, I'm not going to.
Why would I lie? She smells like piss.
You wouldn't even lift your head up from the iPhone you're repairing and you're like, geez, Sandra, we got to do something about this piss smell you're bringing in here.
Like right after you quit a couple, right when you came back from break and didn't say anything, I would walk right in and be like, all right, Sandra, what are you doing?
I mean, was Sandra a real genius? Like, what was the real conversation being had about needing to keep Sandra around?
So, like, the thing is, if you're good at your job and you want to stick around, Apple's going to keep you around. That's like, you're just a good employee. It's a fun job. It can be really rewarding. And, you know, sometimes I do miss working there. Although when COVID was happening, Jesus, it was panic
attack.
Okay,
that's enough promoting Apple on my... You're not paying us any money.
But, no, I can say a lot. I can't say stuff. There's a lot I can't say, but this I'm fine with. So
this is, wow.
Frank and I come back around... to the store because we went outside and I figured he would tell me while I was taking the bus home. Like when I messed, like I thought, why not, right? Just tell me there. Yeah. I don't know why he couldn't. And so on our way back to the store, we're having the conversation and apparently one of our managers wasn't too far and could overhear and he was like, you're talking about the piss smell, aren't you? Okay. I was like, and he was like new-ish enough that he was like, it was bothering him too. Where he like didn't know how to say it or what to bring up. And I was like, yeah, dude, it smells so much like piss in there. And he's like, right? He was like stoked. He was so relieved.
Because you were all being gaslit.
Losing their mind.
At that point, it's a wellness check.
Does it smell like piss in here?
He didn't ask any questions, Hip. He did. He wasn't in there as often as I was at this point, but he was definitely like, I was in there, in and out of there frequently, but I was like, it smells like piss. And he was like, hey man, somebody in here needs to go home.
Like is she like what is in the back? What is she just in like a cubicle? And
it's like a big room where you've got like long benches and you repair stuff and you got like computers and all the tools you need to do it. And you gotta keep it clean, but then it smells like piss in there. So
apparently not.
So the manager hears about it and then Frank is kind of like, oh fuck. I know it smells like piss. It's Sandra. She treats her hair with something that smells a lot like piss. And I was like, true. No wonder it doesn't smell like piss there every day. It's only some days. Yeah. I hadn't made the connection. There's so many of us at the store. No wonder I haven't like overlapped with the piss smell.
Also, how is Sandra's hair?
Yeah,
I would love to know.
I need to get
like,
was in it,
is it gorgeous? Like, are these locks pure? Like, if you smell like piss, I need to know you have the healthiest hair.
Yeah, it's working.
In the planet.
It has to be working.
It has to be an abundance of beautiful, gorgeous locks.
I can't get into it too much without revealing a little too much, but I will say, she had great hair.
Okay.
See,
well, you know,
that's,
you do
that's,
what
yeah,
you have
that,
to do.
The piss.
That's
work.
A small sacrifice. That's a really. Isn't it? Look, the things two you do for good hair. Yeah, it's just
toxic queers being like, well, as long as she looked good,
her hair was great. Then
well, I didn't know that. Why don't you start with that? This isn't gossip. I need to know what she's using.
This is totally fine. Yeah, let's. Yeah,
I should have said.
Anybody out there who knows hair treatment that smells like piss, let us know.
Email us.
So the manager hears about it. He hears about it, and apparently, he approached her and was like, "Look, it's come to my attention that you smell like piss." And
which I hope is exactly what he said.
I wasn't there for it, so I'm taking some liberties.
I'll take all the liberties. Right?
Look, you've got. I've been told that you it's for your hair, which is worth it, according to many. But I will say that it's a detriment to the environment here, and it smells too much like piss, and I've been wondering about it since I started here. Please tell me if there's an alternative or anything you could do to maybe not smell like piss. And apparently, she didn't know.
Okay.
She did not realize that she smelled like piss.
So she's putting in the most pungent stuff.
She had COVID.
Yeah, COVID in 2016.
She's the first one that brought COVID Look. Here.
Uh-huh. That's, you think it was Apple. That's where it started.
I knew it. No.
Wait, I'm getting a call from Tim Cook. What does he want?
yeah. Wow.
I'm the first guest to get their throat slit on the show.
Well, not the first.
Not the first.
Well, you know what? I made a couple assumptions. I have listened. Maybe I haven't listened to every episode, so I don't know.
Yeah, but. you don't know how it ends. A lot more throat slitting than you think there is.
You have to listen through the app.
Yeah, it's really, a lot of people don't make it through like the outro, but it's like a little sneak peek. Like, it's like Marvel film where they add something at the end of the credits. Uh-huh. That's where I add the throat slit.
R.I.P. sweetie.
Scary. We each get a black and white photo treatment of it at the end of it in memoriam. Thank you very much for the juice. But yeah, after that, apparently she like figured out that it must have been the thing and she stopped wearing it. And then that was great.
And then her hair, all of her hair falls out. And everyone's like, Sandra, you look like shit.
She started wearing a lot more baseball caps.
She's like, wow, you know what? Preferred the piss smell over the bad hair.
Poor Sandra.
Did not know that was the other option.
Her hair still looked great after the piss was stopped.
I don't believe you. I don't truly believe that. There's no way. That was
something had to change.
She was using, you know what? It's fine. It's fine. Like, I'm sorry, Sandra.
Good luck to you, sweet thing.
Your hair. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Everyone, thank you.
Thank you,
Mike. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Ammonia? Is it ammonia?
Is it ammonia? Why would it be ammonia? People put you're not supposed to put ammonia in your hair.
I'm just trying to figure out what the fuck it could be.
I don't know.
I also don't believe she didn't smell it. I believe that she didn't think other people could smell it.
Yeah. And I think, like, well, also, like, it's like people who, like, have, like, a cat and the cat pisses and they get used to the smell.
What if it was not something she was using in her hair? I need to know where she is.
Sandra, if you're out there.
Sandra, just come clean, sweetie. We just want to talk to you.
Reach out to us. We have a lot of questions, but we're hopefully, most importantly, we just want to know, is your hair doing okay?
Yeah, we love you. We miss you. We really want to piss you.
Well, that's the show, ER, and honestly, I couldn't have had, sorry, I'm about to say something nice, a better guest, and I just really enjoyed every second
of our time together. Oh, that sucks, because I feel the same way.
God, isn't that gross when we have to be
off? It sucks.
Never again. You know what?
We're not in our integrity right now. Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck you to hell.
Fuck you to hell, Solomon. Thank you for having me.
Head back. Thank you for being near me or whatever you fucking
do. Great, I adore you, you rat.
Yeah, I fucking love you, you fucking monster.
Great, I love you too. So shut up.
Thanks to the always amazing ER Fightmaster for joining me on today's episode. ER's band Twin has a new single out this fall. Please go check it out. And as always, if you want to tell your story on The Juice, send them in by visiting teamcoco.com/heyjuice. Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Give us all those stars. It means so much to me. Thanks so much for listening. And as always, have a juicy day.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at tmobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at tmobile.com.